Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're discussing modes of transcendence and taking calls for on-air readings. Callers and listeners, we invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, or I should say on our Blog Talk Radio profile. I don't know if they're under anything. They may be under the title of our show, but
what I just calculated is that, you know, this is our 601st show. So not including this show, for those of you who want to do a marathon, listen to the show in continuum, it will take you 25 days, 25 wonderful days of listening to one show after the other without a break. You could do
it's a less violent suicide method of suicide.
Yes.
You know, for those who don't want to do something drastic, this would be the way to do it.
I would expect on that basis, people would be dead in the second hour. But for those of you who are gluttons for
punishment, masochists,
and do not believe in afterlife, think that this is it, and try to live your life to the fullest, you have 25 days of sheer torture. Listening to one show after the other.
It's a lot of time. It's a lot of time, but in a way it seems like not a lot of time to me. 600 hours, I mean, it just feels like there would be more, but apparently...
Well, that's over how many years?
This will be our sixth year in August, beginning of our sixth year.
Well,
since 2012, so...
Assuming that we're only on twice a week.
Yeah.
So it's... just a couple of facts about the
some fun
Kristen Baker Psychic Hour.
Some fun facts.
Yeah.
For our listeners, we do have a caller. Let's take the caller, Neil.
Okay.
And then we will get into our conversation. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, that was quick. How are you?
It was quick today. Yes. How are you? We're fine, thanks.
How do you want to have me ask the question?
Well, what's your name, first of all?
Jessica.
Jessica, hi. Where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
There's a Pittsburgh in California, too, actually. So
I
figured it was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, this is the, steel capital of the world?
Yeah.
Now it's technology.
There's a lot of theft there.
It's all technology now.
Get it?
Steely Dan came.
There's a lot of technology in Pittsburgh now?
Yeah, it's all technology, high tech and computers and robotics.
Kind of like Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up studying Carnegie Hall, so I, you know, and the steel industry.
Oh, Carnegie? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I have so much going on in my life, I don't even know how to ask or where to begin.
Well, that's okay. First, let's get your birthday, Jessica.
11-22-68.
Okay. She's a 30 equals 3. Hmm. Okay. All right. So, we can approach it as a general reading, if there's not a specific question, is that what you'd like?
Well, I'm going through a very, very difficult divorce. I had a really, really, really bad ruling last Thursday, and everyone...
A bad what? a bad ruling. Talk right into your receiver.
Sorry. Okay.
It's tough to hear you.
I had a very, very bad court ruling last Thursday, and everyone saw that it going 100% in my favor, and everyone has stated, they even said to the universe, like, why'd you give us misinformation? They're like, no, wait till August. And actually, when you said, hi, we have a caller, I had just gotten a text message that my ex filed something, which I can't see. So I guess start off with, see how you see the future of this whole divorce and custody and money stuff coming down, because it just seems like there's been so much false information about me.
Okay.
And the judges don't understand what's going on.
So a couple of questions. First of all, what is your ex's birth date?
8/23/67.
67, wow.
And by the way, okay, I started asking the universe to cancel any past life contracts because I'm done. I've had it.
6/9. Okay, that's the first question. The second question is, who you said everyone thought this was going to go your way. So who do you mean?
Like other psychics.
That's really what I thought.
Renowned psychics. And then when I've talked to them and they said, how did you, and they all say, he's going to give you back the kids by August, we see it completely turning around. And maybe you weren't just supposed to have that information. Like, listen, I'm a really good mom, gave my husband sole legal custody of my kids that I've devoted my life to. I mean, I have done nothing but ever put their needs above me you know, when you're born to do something and you're really good at it?
Yeah.
You know, I've been born to be a great mom. And I am. And this woman, my husband, denies that my kids have medical conditions, doesn't support their learning disabilities, opposes me on everything. My children have actual, like, diagnosed issues. He doesn't give them their medications, doesn't support their stuff. And she just gave him sole legal custody, my kids.
What was the basis for that? Why did she rule?
Some of her reasons, she said, I'm out of touch with reality. She said that one of the bullshit things was my kids were too well-dressed and my husband states and he can't afford to buy my kids clothes and shoes. And she didn't like the fact that I had to send clothes over. Meanwhile, he has his own corporation and is hiding, I would think, in the millions of dollars. I mean, he's playing.
Although, you know what? Wait, Jessica, you're talking a little bit quickly. And because of that, we're missing some of your words because it's the volume's not great.
My husband owns his own company and I know he's hiding money. He's telling the courts he's broke and he's poor and all this other stuff. He owns his own corporation. He's the most manipulative person you'll ever meet. And the courts I don't understand how the courts still believe his BS at this point.
Okay.
Well, you know, aside, Jessica, from direct conversations you really need to have with your attorney and the effectiveness of what your attorney is trying to accomplish for you, you know, that's the court system and the legal system and the whole physical realm of what's going wrong here. I'm not sure if you're confident with your attorney, if your attorney's doing everything they can. We can't
pass
judgment.
I know. I think that the judges were given information about me and told in advance to not like me, because the stuff that they rule against me is just false. Fabricate it's non-existent BS. It's criminal. I feel, and I'm not trying to say but it's criminal. I mean,
well,
I feel like they were told to rule against me no matter what.
I get that part, but now listen, but just listen very carefully about, because you're calling a psychic show, so let us look at something beneath the surface, first of all.
Because it sounds like I might add that she's been calling a lot of psychic shows,
yeah,
and they've not been accurate.
Right.
No, I haven't. I have one friend who's really good, who's a Reiki person.
Okay.
Well,
just listen first and just take it, soak it in. Just listen to what we have to say. First of all, your number system 1122 has a really negative aspect of karma in it. It's our belief that 11s have a lot of trouble.
And 22 is a multiple.
And 22 is a multiple of 11. So you have some trouble in there, right there. Now notice your ex has an 823. 8 and 3 is 11 with a 2 left over, and you actually have an 11 and a 2 in your month and day. That's one thing that's kind of the battle going on between the two of you is a karmic battle. So we just can't look at what's going on the surface. We have to analyze what's going on beneath the surface. And that's what is most revealing. You have a karma with this man that's very deep, since there are children involved. So you have a karma with them and a direct conflict of energy. Now notice, if you will, your master number is 3 and his is 9. That adds up to 12, which is actually the number in your month and day, 1 and 2. And that 12 is a product of fire. So the energy is fire. What you've actually, you know, there is a way you can win this. Look at the first number in your birth date, right, which corresponds to the first number in your ex's birthday, which is 8. Not to mention your changeable. Your 6 to his 7 is 67, his year, and his 6 is connected to your 868 year.
And their years, the 6 and 6 is also a 12, which is equal to the combination of master numbers. But her 8 is in a better position than his 8.
Well, you see, what's happened is you've pulled in, Jessica, a lot of karma into this.
Can we stop it? Can we go? Can we cut the contracts and move on a positive realm?
Well, you can't cut the contract. What you've got to do is read the contract. You see, reading the contract is what a good psychic would do, is to discover why you came down on this planet to meet this man, to have these children, to end it with this result, to have an attorney that may or may not be effective and a judge that may or may not be corrupt. Or susceptible to bribes or whatever it may be. You don't appear to be a crazy lady to us. You talk intelligently. You're not talking, you know, with delusions. As far as this case is real and concerning, we're not getting an impression that you're nuts. So I don't know. We don't know what the idea is.
They've actually told me I'm too smart, and they don't like it. They're using that against me.
Well,
see, I'm on
permanent
disability because I have a lot of physical ailments, but I am a very smart, and you know, you hear people say, I'm incredibly smart,
Jessica,
and they don't like it.
Jessica, a judge is not a psychiatrist. A judge is not a key witness to evaluate whether you're crazy or not. So, you know, get a key witness in and let the judge, you know, you could have
she
somebody,
wouldn't let him testify.
Are you seeing a therapist?
She wouldn't let him testify. Yeah.
No.
Was there anybody?
She would not let the neuropsychologist testify.
Next question: Was there anybody testifying on your husband's behalf that would support her?
No.
He
had 4 witnesses that we were able to show that they were blatantly lying to the judge, and she didn't care.
Well,
I'm not here. You know, your attorney, you can appeal. You can maybe get a different judge.
You said that. I heard yesterday that she's going to juvenile and they're going to be reassigning all of her cases. And then I heard, well, maybe, how do you know you're not supposed to do that? But I have a feeling I am going to get a new judge in a week.
Yeah, I am too. Now, here's the thing. Are you comfortable with your attorney?
I'm my attorney because I can't afford an attorney anymore, but I'm just,
I have a really good friend who's
an attorney.
Oh,
that's why.
He's helping me.
Then, your husband has an attorney, right?
So, no, we both had attorneys that were very, very expensive. We both racked up over $80,000 each in legal fees. I've been representing myself longer, but one of my best friends is an attorney. She's just not licensed in Pennsylvania. She's been helping me. He has been doing it himself. But here, the issue is that he actually has mental illness. He is crazy. He doesn't do a good brief. He doesn't do a good argument.
All of this is hearsay. But wait a minute. All of this, that doesn't matter for the purpose of our show, because that's all hearsay. Who's crazy and who isn't? Here's what we're, do you have three children?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she mention that before? No, she
didn't. Mm-mm. Okay. So here's what our conclusion is, that there's you're not going to win under the circumstances you're in right now. If there can be another judge assigned to your case, the karma of this is going to shift in your favor, or at least you're going to find more groundwork for the basis of having a good defense and for having equal rights and all that kind of thing. So you got to get this woman out of the picture. She's kind of dark.
So let me ask you this question. There's one of the options of a judge. Her name is Susan. I'll just say her first name, Susan. If she were my judge, it would be the greatest gift.
So you're trying to, you want this judge to be assigned to the case.
Yeah.
Is there a way to request? Is there a way to request?
Nope.
Well, you know, I don't know. The only the psychic vision that we're providing for you
is that there will be a change.
Is that there's going to be a change, and that's where things are going to be more slanted in your favor. That's what we're predicting. These other psychics.
Let me ask you this: they all see August being a huge month.
They all see. Who is they all? You say
there's
you have
two.
A friend?
I have a girlfriend who's a Reiki master who does massage Reiki. She keeps seeing August. She keeps seeing August. She keeps seeing August. And then I have another friend who's overseas who's also a psychic, and he sees August. I don't tell them what they each say, and they each say the same thing. They see August being the month where things shift, or things turn around.
Well, you know, when you look at August, the number 8 is
in
your
birthday.
That's the month of the.
And also your husband.
What do you call the calendar? Our current calendar is the 8th month is August.
Right.
That wasn't in the ancient calendar, but when the Julian calendar, whatever. So when we're looking at the 8, we could signify that as being August, being in the 8th month. And you have it at your last number. Your ex has it in his first number. The other part of this is that your master numbers together, 3 and 9, you're a 3. 3 and 9 is 12, and 1 and 2 is 3, which means that ultimately you're going to have power over the situation. So it's going to be a shift. We're not predicting it's going to be in August. It's fine. If it's in August, it's in August. I wouldn't live my life according to that prediction. What I would do is start to see if you could get a different judge on the case.
I mean, is it possible the other thing? I know she's having a representation from her friend who's not licensed, so she's not representing her, but she's getting advice. But is there any service that might provide attorneys or paralegals to people that are divorced?
I'm getting it through the people, but I'll say this. This woman, my current judge, is supposed to be my judge, and then I called to schedule something on the docket, and they're like, oh, well, that's easy. We're not allowed to schedule something. She's going over to juvenile. We're waiting for a master list to find out what's going on. And when I told someone else in the court system who I've been really close with, they didn't even know about it. They're like, why would he tell you that? It's highly confidential. And I told another friend of mine in the court system, and then she's like, well, I'd heard rumors, but my God, like, she's like, you just got a piece of information that no one knows in the courthouse. And it just happened like a week ago. And they're just waiting for the list to reassign. I think the reason why the docketing clerk told me is because they had to tell him, don't schedule any more cases on her docket. She's moving.
I think that. Though that, you know, you got information that's supposed to be confidential, a big deal. I mean, what you need to focus on is maybe getting representation at a discounted cost, or someone who might do it pro bono for you, and move forward rather than, you know, this person saying this. I think she's mired down in whatever, you know, who's saying what.
Yeah, that's where you need to go, Jessica, because
Well, I mean, I just don't have the money. My girlfriend, Trish, has been amazing. She's writing my briefs for me. She's really helping me, you know, hone down my case, you know, because I have a tendency to chat and get lost in the point, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say, or I don't say the point.
All,
I'm not as direct.
You have to,
and my girlfriend
Jessica,
is more direct than I am.
Jessica, you have to see what power you have in getting a different judge. You have to look through the legal system and see if you have any power in excusing this judge and assigning a new judge to the case because you feel the judge is prejudicial and biased, and you're not getting a fair assessment of circumstances. And I'm sure we're not attorneys. We can't practice law. We're not licensed, but we can give
you.
Well,
let me ask you this question: Do you see a point where Michael and I, our contract from past lives or whatever, it's like, okay, fulfilled, done, and I'm just breathing, going, okay, I have my kid back, my kids back. Okay,
well, you have
I
to
can breathe.
Think about how you get through the karma of this person. What's going to, you know, happen in terms of the results that you're seeking? I mean, it depends how you navigate through this. I don't think it's a cut and dry answer.
Well, you know, I mean, if you go,
we got to
move on because we have the callers. But there is a way to look at the karmic contract and to analyze it and to make an assessment as to what a conclusion may be. So yes, I don't think the karmic contract is finalized to any extent at this point.
Where there's a cut and dry answer of yes or no, this is going to happen, or this is going to happen.
On an intuitive level, I think, perceptively speaking, that there is a way to analyze this karmic contract and maybe from there gain some footing.
Right.
So the story isn't over, and we have to leave it there, Jessica, because we have the callers and
these
are basically 5 minutes.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jessica.
Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank
you. Follow us, Jessica, on Facebook, and you know you're welcome to call the show another time and give us an update on how things are going for you. We're on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker, and here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay, Gunjan is on the line.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. What's up?
Hi, Neil.
What happened? Good.
Hello,
what happened with the job?
I did not get both of those jobs.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Because.
Well, the thing about it, okay, so the thing about it, Gunjan, is that the element of them surfacing but not being completed is somewhat just the more provoking idea is that a job, that you're on the path of something happening. That's the more provoking idea. What you're going to have to do, we're going to have to put out energy for another two jobs coming up.
Anything on the horizon? Have you applied for anything else?
I have applied. I keep applying daily, but I'm not getting anything. So there are no prospects right now.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Because these two jobs that came up, insofar that you did not land a job with all of them, the material that we're concerned about is that they came up and you were offered interviews, one of which was something than the other. This is a pathway to getting a job. Our prediction is you're going to get a job. You know, the common sense will say you're going to get a job, but our prediction is you're going to get a job. What we have to do next is provide the next step for two job offers to come in. Two job interviews to come in. That we can say maybe we could make that by June 4th, within the time frame between now and June 4th.
It wasn't the original projection June anyway. I can't remember, Gunjan. When was it? When you originally
June
called?
June 2nd.
So by June 2nd. So,
okay, so I'm
so
not
that's
too
right
far
in the
off
neighborhood. So that was the original.
Because June 4th, you could maybe start working.
Some time.
So we're going to move the energy over to the next standard of two job interviews and put out energy that one of those will offer you the job and that you could be working by June 4th. that they make, you know, can you work right away? Yes, I can. Okay, then June 4th. That's what we're going to put out as the next step towards.
Well, and getting hired, even if you don't start June 4th, getting hired at least within that time frame still qualifies, you know,
still
for
qualifies.
An accurate prediction.
So we've got to extend it that way. You know, you're in a little bit of a phase of kind of a limbo world. That's all this is. You're in between worlds, and there must be some energy field as to why you're in this. Maybe you're more involved with your children, something like that. But and it may be crucial.
But also, you know, maybe there's a better job coming, you know, instead of the jobs that she applied for. So
that's why this is an evolution of finding, evolving towards the job. So that's what we can do right now, Gunjan.
I
think that from our last reading that we had, there were some promising psychic hits on that reading.
And so
that is an indication that we're on the right path.
Okay. And sorry you didn't get it.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a caller. Another 201 area code. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. This is Shalina. It's my first time calling.
How do you spell your name?
Sure, it's S-H-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay. And Shalina, what is your birth date?
6/15/1980.
Okay. 7/12 came to... She's 30. That's weird, huh? She's 30 equals 3. All of our callers today are
threes, right?
The same karmic and master number, and the previous caller, the same karmic and master number. 30.
Really?
Yeah. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Shalina, what's going on? What brings you to the show?
I just feel like there's so many different things that I kind of just feel like I would. Could use some sense of either like a clarity or just to know something to make me feel more at ease. Like we're supposed to be getting married in August, which is the month you guys just talked about, which was weird. And August kept coming up with the other caller.
So it's in your year, but that should be too. Yeah, you're gay.
And we've been trying to move for a couple of years, and it just seems like one bedroom apartment with two kids, and we just need more space. But I also have faith that everything happens and works out at the time it's supposed to. But everything is so expensive that we can't afford anything. And I work two jobs now, and it's like still seems like everything is too high price-wise for us to move into a bigger place, even if it's just a two-bedroom. But I just kind of want to feel like, okay, are we getting married definitely? Because nothing is really set in stone yet. And then moving, and then my boss at my job has been stressing us out like every other day, that it makes me feel like maybe I just need to do something completely different altogether.
And you have two jobs?
I waitress on the weekends. So I work 3 days during the week at a dentist office, and then on the weekends I picked up waitressing just to make extra cash.
Wow. And what kind of wedding are you going to have? I mean, you said nothing
soon,
but is there an idea?
Like I actually envisioned having like a nice like celebration. It doesn't have to be fancy. I was going to rent a place and just invite people and have food and do everything ourselves. But then it got to be expensive when you add up everything when you're doing it. And so
what does your fiance do?
What does he do?
Yeah.
He's a supervisor for Home Depot.
And how do you have two kids? Is this...
You're both from the relationship? Are they both his?
Yeah, we've
or...
been together. It'll be 9 years next month.
That's...
Seriously. It's like we're married already.
That's funny. That's why. Because I was... Yeah.
And where are the children? Whose children are these two children?
They're ours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you've had two children, you're just not married. And what state do you live in?
New Jersey.
And what's his birth date?
12/4/84.
12/4/84. Okay. We're adding this up.
I know. I do numbers too.
He's a 29/11 too. And there are five together, which is her fire number. Did Did I write that up?
It's 29/11/2.
So you're giving me a funny look.
I
thought, you know,
I
might have been
a painter at all.
What did you say, Shalina?
He is not a communicator at all. So basically, if I don't bring up something, it's like it's never talked about, which is
very opposite of me. Well, it's funny that she says that because they're five together, and that's, you know, the fifth chakra communication. So she's
interesting. Yeah, definitely nothing there.
Shalina, who in your world of in your history of your life, who would be the one that would be pretty good at costume design, making clothes?
We have a good friend of the family that does. She's more very artsy. So whenever there's a party, she's the one. She's made dresses for proms for us, or she's made centerpieces and did all types of things for birthday parties.
And this is a friend?
She's a good friend of the family, yeah.
And how does the friend, who is this friend? I mean, how did she come to be in your experience?
One of her daughters I'm friends with because she's closer to my age. And then she has another daughter who's closer. She's best friends with my niece because they grew up together. So she's more like closer to my sister, but we've known them for so long, the whole family, because we kind of grew up together with her kids too.
Okay, and you've been with this person for
nine years.
And you have this. So there is, okay, so let me ask you another personal question. Any divorces in the family between either your parents or your, yes?
Yeah, my parents were married for 26 years before they got divorced.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what's happening? You're going through a journey of karma that in your case, there's a genealogy to this, you know, because we could have past lives. We could be born in China, we could be born in France. Well, you continue to come back here on a journey that has a long history. And so part of that is the difficulty in relationship energies.
Yeah,
and what you're experiencing is that really the tail end of this journey. In other words, your children probably will have more secure marriages. So what's happening is that you're in the world with this man, and there is a communication problem because he's shut down a little bit, and he's got his own demons. He's a 29/11/2. Usually, men of that caliber, a lot of demons to deal with, a lot of darkness, a lot of stuff they bring.
Yeah, he does.
So what you're doing is you're going through a journey where the end of this divorce between couples is coming to a close according to generation. And what you're getting is not a divorce ultimately, but you're getting all the troubles before the marriage. So when the marriage comes in, it's going to
be resolved.
Yeah, you're not going to have a problem. You're getting rid of karma before the actual marriage. So you've known him 9 years. So the worst case scenario, the worst, not the best, is two more years.
Before marriage.
Years. Yeah, two more years. That's the worst.
And she's having trouble. Also the job.
But at 30, what happened when you were 30 years old?
We were together. I think I had my daughter when I was turning 31. I had my daughter. My mom passed away when I was 25, going on 25, which was traumatic. And then also I was back and forth with an ex, so I kind of still think is like imprinted in me also, because I feel like with me, I'm such an empath and I feel things and I read people's eyes, and I've experienced something that made me feel like such a strong connection with another person. And I can tell by the look in his eyes that he loves me by the look in it. So then now with my now fiance, I don't see anything in his eyes. It's like blank. And I don't feel that same feeling that I used to feel with my ex. And I think that also bothers me.
Right.
Severely.
So you have... What are the good things about the relationship that motivate you to want to marry him?
He's a great person. He's a great provider. He's an amazing
stable
father. He's loyal. He's stable. He's safe.
stable
from what I've seen before.
Worry, you know, your fiance, if we're call him that, is going to, he has a lot of demons in his closet. He has a lot of stuff to deal with, and so it caused him to shut down throughout his formative years.
He went through a lot as a kid.
He doesn't have the capability right now of getting to that place. And then circumstantial, situational, environmental elements further decrease his ability to feel like a good man, ego-wise.
Right.
So he's a good man underneath, and the education aspect, I think, will change. I do. I think that's going to change according to circumstance, situational
and maturity.
Circumstance. Yeah, that will change. I wouldn't worry about that right now. What you've got to, you see, was your mom taken by cancer?
Brain aneurysm.
Okay. I did, you know, that's fine.
It's not fine.
It's
not what he meant.
I know what you're saying,
It was an illness. It's in the category of illness, not like an accident or something
It happened out of nowhere, too.
Oh, really? It was sudden?
And what
I was the last one to talk to her. Actually, I was the last one to speak to her because I was sick, thought I had I thought I had food poisoning. So she was calling me every hour to see if I was all right. 7 o'clock was the last time I talked to her. 3 hours later, my brother said she passed out, had a bad headache, and they found blood in her brain. So 2 weeks in the hospital, she ended up going into a vegetative state, and we had to take her off the machine.
Yeah, I've known
people. Did she have any symptoms before that headache?
I honestly feel in my gut that she knew something was wrong by her behavior. Maybe a month before, we never were close. We never had that kind of relationship. And she showed up at my job and had an overnight bag and stayed at my apartment for the weekend. And we did things that we never did before, like go shopping at the mall, went to a nightclub. Like, we did things we never did. So a part of me feels like she knew something was wrong and she made peace with all of us beforehand.
Probably.
And even my Christmas gift from her, she wrote, like, just remember the love I have for you. And I'm like, why would she write that?
What's the mother's birthday, real quick? Do you have
6/12. Yeah, 6/12/51.
Wow, and you two have a strong
3. Yeah, everyone is crazy that everyone calls me her.
See,
they say I'm her.
Her karmic number is 25, which is the year you were old
when she died.
And did she have pre-existing headaches before then?
She dealt with high blood pressure, but nothing. My youngest brother was with her, and he said that sometimes she would drive and the car would go to the right.
Brain aneurysms, you know, they usually are just surprise attacks. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
And that's usually what happens because, okay, so what state are you in, did you tell us?
New Jersey.
Well, you know, your situation, you're kind of stuck in a hole because you have two jobs. You're a waitress and you work in a dental office.
And the dental office is where you're having the problem or the waitress?
Yeah, I love the waitressing job. I mean, it's a lot on my feet because I like it because it's doing something different. I love interacting with people
with
and it's completely different and nobody's...
New Jersey, I mean, if he's a superintendent at a...
he's a supervisor at Home Depot.
At a Home Depot, he's making a modest income. You're pulling in a little bit less than probably a modest income or getting close to it. The two of you together are making ends meet, but you can't get out of your hole. It keeps you in your hole with security, but you're in a hole, right?
Yeah, right.
So
I actually contemplated moving to Florida.
It's cheaper there.
Well, if he can be relocated and you can land and you can get ahead of the game and land a position in a restaurant or someplace and move with security in mind already instead of just moving, that might be the answer because you're not probably going to get out of your mess the way it is. So there may have to be a relocation. And have you been in the apartment 4 years or less?
I've been here for 7 years.
And that says 4, 1, 2, 4.
You've been there 7 years.
Yeah.
And how long has he been there?
And it's a one bedroom, you said? A one bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
And you've got two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has he been there?
We've been together for almost 9 years.
Nine.
Oh, so he's been there. You said I've been there 7 years. You've both been there 7 years.
Yeah.
Why am I getting four? Did something happen in the fourth year when you were there? Did they change the rent? Did anything occur? Was there a
no,
flood?
The landlord, actually, we know him through another friend of ours, so he hasn't ever raised our rent or anything. He's really nice.
Four years ago was, let's just real quick, it's 2014. Any change for you in that year? 2014?
Not that I can recall. Nothing really significant.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, your situation is not ideal. It's not helping you. And I don't know, Carmen, I don't know, you know, why you're there, why you're stuck in this zone. Why you're stuck in this zone, I'm not sure. And if it demands a change of location, our suggestion is that you prepare for that beforehand. You just don't move. Does your fiance have any notable scars on his body, surgical scars, anything like that?
He had a hernia surgery when he was little.
Yeah, so that would be a scar.
See, what we're doing is we're trying to psych out underneath the surface what's going on, and we're trying to get psychic validations to determine other conclusions that are going on. Anybody in the family, was anybody in law, a lawyer, anywhere, attorneys within the family system going backwards?
Nobody in our family, no. I know with him, I know he grew up with his dad being addicted to drugs his whole life, and he still actually is on it again, his dad. And I feel like his brother might have abused him a lot when he was little.
Yeah. Well,
29-11-2.
We were explaining on our show that 29-11-2s have a lot of dark stuff they got to deal with.
Karmic.
Yeah, he does. He does, and he's quiet about it.
I don't know. No,
I was just going to ask, in terms of work, is there what type of training do you have to do things other than like the dental job? Do you have any education? Is there any field you want to get into? Are you doing billing in the office, a receptionist? What kind of work do you do?
So I started out as a dental assistant there, and then I took over the job as a financial coordinator there.
That's a good job, though, wouldn't it?
So
I mean,
I'm pretty much like multi-trained in so many different things there. I've been there for 18 years.
Dental assistant, isn't that? You make more money doing what you do now?
Why you guys, you know,
I'm just wondering why you're struggling in a one-bedroom apartment.
Your income doesn't suggest, what's going on? This doesn't make sense because you're waitressing, what, in a coffee shop or a high
It's
restaurant?
Like a pancake house.
Yeah.
So you get your tips and everything. I know tips have changed politically and economically, you know, the structure of how you get tipped and how the management takes it. But it doesn't make sense to me.
Do you have debt?
No.
No debt.
I don't have any credit cards. I don't own any credit cards. I never had any.
Well, I mean, they have two kids, so that's an expense for sure. I mean,
they're living in a one-bedroom apartment?
I don't want to get too personal on the radio, but like Valerie, I would think maybe together it would be over 100.
See, we're confounded by the fact that you both have some, you know, standard but stable jobs, probably making fair income. And you're living in a one-bedroom apartment. We don't get that. We don't understand that part.
The rent is really high here. It's really high.
How much is the rent?
So for just even a two-bedroom, it's like
$1,600.
So when you first move in, they want last month, this month, and now they want security. So they want
and you don't have savings.
Times three.
You haven't saved money? You haven't been
it's
able to save.
It's hard to save because we are paying bills or car insurance, daycare.
Yeah.
Do the two of you pull in $4,000 a month or more or less?
Less.
Really? Less.
You know, you got a lot of security, but again, we're probably just reading you're so embedded in a hole again. That the hole is no longer, it's gotten so deep that you can't see the sunlight anymore. So
I just feel like it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. You've got to start looking elsewhere. You've got to start studying the terrain, geographically speaking, and you got to start looking where there is an easier place to live, and you start applying for jobs there.
I'm wondering, because she's a dental assistant, if have you considered being like a hygienist, doing a little bit of additional schooling, because that is supposed to be excellent, excellent pay if you're a hygienist.
Yeah, it is, but it's like another, I think they're like 4 years of school.
Really?
What is that for?
Yeah.
You got to start looking at other, have you looked at other areas and done that studiously? Have you?
I mean, I even do event planning on the side. Like, I even look at other ways to do, I do surveys. Like, I look at ways to try to bring in extra cash.
Yeah, but it's not working. You wouldn't
it's
be calling.
It's like comes and
right,
goes.
So,
yeah, it's not
exactly
that
so,
frequently.
So have you looked at other locations and applied for jobs in those locations and looked at the rental structure there?
Yeah, I've even, most places I look at wouldn't pay me as much an hour that I make now.
And
that's the thing. I was looking at jobs last night, actually, even just looking on sites of just jobs in general, because I'm like, I don't even know what else I would be doing if I even want to continue doing what I've been doing this whole time. But nobody really pays starting.
How about, can either of you apply for a mortgage on a home?
I don't think they're going to get a credit.
We don't have any credit.
They're paying less than $4,000 a month. That's only, $36,000 a year. I mean, you need to be making at least $50,000 to qualify for a mortgage, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about your job here as a finance, like in California, as a financial services coordinator at a dentist's office is probably going to bring in $75,000 a year. 60 to 75, I would imagine the salary would be. So it seems like the pay is very low, but it's also the cost of living where we are is much higher than where you are.
Exactly.
2-bedroom apartment.
And a lot of people are leaving from New Jersey, and a lot of people are moving out of New Jersey because everything is so priced high and the taxes are so high that people can't afford to even buy a house here because of the taxes are so high.
Well, you know, I hate to suggest to pull you out of your roots where you commanded some stable work and jobs and you have all that. But if it's not working, and you're living in a one-bedroom apartment, and you can't move
get
forward.
Above water.
You have to let go, and you have to
and
start.
And I'm okay
moving.
With that.
Yeah, how about your fiance?
I've looked at
with
my far. My dad lives in Orlando, and he's always telling me to come down there, and he would help
maybe
us out, blah, blah, blah. But my
well,
husband,
father,
he's not
your husband
ready.
Have any objection to that?
I don't think he's a creature of routine, and I don't think he's like me. I'm like, okay, I can make this happen. I can figure it out, and I'll make it work. That's my mentality.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like, well, we just can't get up and move like that. Like, we need to save. And I'm like, but you don't see we're in the same cycle. Like, nothing is going to change unless you change something.
Well, I want to say something that's kind of interesting, which you may not have realized, Neil, but the caller that
okay.
was on before you is a caller that's called our show for a really long time. And she's originally from New Jersey. She has the same area code, but she moved to Massachusetts. I don't know how many years she lived in Massachusetts, recently moved to Florida. She moved to Florida. So she's actually, I mean, similar situation. You both are the same karmic number.
Yeah.
She just moved to Florida a few months ago because her husband got a job there. She's not on the line.
Okay.
But anyway, it's kind of interesting that you would happen to call after her.
Saying the same thing.
You gotta move. I guess it sounds to us more logical than psychic that you got to move. You got to make those bold steps and move and find work.
And in terms of your husband, is there anything else he can do besides a supervisor?
He can transfer because it's Home Depot, the big store. They can transfer. There's Home Depot all over.
Yeah,
in Florida.
Right. But I'm just thinking
it's more of him having that drive.
Well, he may not want the overload of trying, you know, if he can
transfer and
if he can transfer and you can get work, and establish a place to live and be closer to your father. Is he able to financially help you?
No, I don't. Wouldn't depend on it.
Okay, but still, that might be one option, Florida.
And that's also the example in Florida is versus like I said, they want like 3 months rent a pet in here. Florida, they only ask you for $350 to move in.
Really?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Consistent.
Okay, you got to move. Shalina, you have to move.
I know.
Quit debating it.
Right, move, and I would say maybe wait to get married until you're settled.
Well,
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can get married whenever you want.
But yeah, because we're not trying to do anything big. We're just doing like a ceremony and then just going to dinner. It's nothing like fancy or anything.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we've been together for a long time.
Getting married is not the issue. You have children.
No.
You have children together.
Well, you said he was working through some karmic issues.
I know, let's get past the marriage. You know, get married when you want. You got to move out of where you're at, and you got to do it boldly. If you don't, you're going to be calling these shows for 5 more years.
Is that it's not me. He doesn't have the drive to just, like, he's so
make it easy for him and just see if he can secure a transfer to a Home Depot, wherever it is in Florida, and make it easy on him and say, don't worry, if we can get you a transfer, you know, I'll take on the rest of everything else, make it easier for you.
She obviously
needs
to look for work.
You got to look for work. Do that, Selena. Yeah. Go do that and get back to us.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know how things progress. And you can follow us, too, on Facebook and, you know.
Oh, you guys are on Facebook. Okay. What's the Facebook name?
It's, you know, are you online on Blog Talk Radio right now?
No, I just called in.
Okay. It's Neil and Kristen Baker. Neil and Kristen's pushed together.
Okay.
That's our... Or Neil Baker Psychic, but you can follow us or send us a friend request, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that.
All right,
Thank you.
And there's more tax benefits than getting married. I don't. You know.
That's true. Yeah. That's
true.
Say
there's what?
There's better tax. You get lower tax rate, and with your kids and everything, it would be a better financial.
Get married, move. And things are going to work out. That's our prediction.
And you know what's so funny, Neil, is my daughter has been asking me for, like, her birthday. When she makes a wish, she prays that we move to Florida. She's been asking to move to Florida as her wish for, like, the last 2 years. And I'm like,
move
I'm with you because I just feel like my energy is different when I go down there because you're in nicer weather and I like the heat. And I just feel like the energy is different where my husband's like, well, just because of the weather's nice, that's the only reason why you want to go there. He's like, I just don't want to be in the same financial situation.
No, your husband's getting you caught up in debates just so he can stay where he's at.
He's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable. Move to Florida.
It's not.
You're not comfortable there. His comfort level is being stuck. Move to Florida.
Connect with us on our online sites, and we've got to take one more caller before we end because we have 3 minutes.
All right.
I'm
going to find you guys on Facebook. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's bring on 929. We only have a few minutes left, but they came in late, so we'll try to do a little quick.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
This is Dakita, 7981. Dakita, 7981.
7981.
How are you spelling?
How do you spell your name?
D-A-A-K-I-E-T-A.
K-I-E-T-A. Dakita, what an interesting
name. Yeah, I love that.
I like D. The letter Z is a good letter. Okay, 7981. What's going on? 1626.
Hello. Well, career-wise, I'm just not comfortable in my situation, and I know I've been complaining to you guys that I want to go to school, but I haven't been motivated to go to school to pursue what I want. So I'm working hard like an elephant and eating like an ant, basically.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and I'm losing my temper. Yeah.
The trouble human beings have is they get caught in a conflict and they get stuck in that conflict. And then they extend their dialogue throughout time dealing with the conflict.
Wait a second. This is I had a blank. Wait, is it Z A A K? It's Ducky.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you hear a Z too?
Yeah.
No, okay, so Dakita's been calling us for a long time. I had to get my bearings here. So what
Yeah, I'm going through that too.
I remember you were trying to get work.
Yeah, I'm in the hospital now, but I'm on the outside. I'm not doing the nursing like how I said I wanted to do. I'm doing ballet. And
ballet.
I hate it. Yeah, I hate it. It's
ballet,
a job.
Not
I'm
ballet.
Thankful and grateful to it. Right.
Well, they make probably a little bit below a medium income.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not going to help you.
Are you still getting support from your ex?
No. Well, yeah, he's doing what he got to do, but, you know, definitely.
For the kids, but not like alimony, right?
Right. You know.
Well,
what would you go back to school for?
Nursing,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do that?
I've just been lazy. I haven't been motivated.
Well, that's easily solved. Don't be lazy.
Don't say that to yourself. What? That's ridiculous.
Okay.
You're lazy. Don't.
Okay.
No wonder you're stuck. You're giving your self permission to be stuck by being lazy. What good is that going to do?
Okay.
That's a light bulb.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That is the silliest thing I've heard all week. And then you're complaining about it.
I'm going to remind you of that when you say I say something silly.
Yeah. I won't be
the top.
No, it is silly. It is very silly. There's no point in you continuing this dialogue. It makes no sense. Go and do nursing and quit acting like you have to be lazy so you don't do it. That's some kind of mental confusion you have that's not healthy.
And call us. We want to hear that you've actually made some progress in reaching your goals.
Yeah, we would love to know that we helped you get there. That would make us proud. We don't want you to be lazy.
That's true. Thank you, guys. You have helped me throughout the years.
All right. Well, take care and keep in touch, Dakita. We got to close the show for now, but
definitely will. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Happy Memorial.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You too. Right. Okay, we're done with the show today. We're back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody.